So now, just folks, so you're aware now, you know, on Thursday, we'll have to kind of ooch the schedule around a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We're going to ooch it?
Well, you are, because, I mean, I think, Chase, you probably want to be out of the news at about 6:29, right?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Now, how does that jive with what goes on down the hall?
Well, you know, it'll probably be, we'll probably have to tape.
Okay.
So.
All right. It'll be a little problematic, but we just want you to know we are going to the extremes that we are going through to bring you the greatest event possibly in the history of the Southern Hemisphere that will happen.
That's right.
Right here. And
that's
as one
right.
of our listeners pointed out so correctly yesterday, you know, we are merely agents to bring you the implosion of the plaza. Or implodapalooza.
Implodapalooza.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, copyright's pending. we have a responsibility, but you too, as spectators, have a responsibility. First of all, remember, if you, and we want you to, send us your video capture of the event.
Absolutely. All you have to do is email us the link. Once you post it to YouTube or Vimeo, wherever you happen to put it, most people do YouTube, just email us the links. You can send it to news@wtaw.com, or you can just go on our website. My email address is on there. Send it to either one.
Okay, so. Can do that. Now, what we ask you, two things. First of all, no profane language, because we want it to be family friendly.
Well, and the reason why we say no profane language, not only that, is because we can't, there's no way we can go in with the audio and bleep that out.
Right. So you need to kind of police it yourself.
If you let slip a $5 word, then just be aware that you're probably not gonna become an internet star, you know, via our website anyway.
Right.
So.
And the other thing is, really do everything you can to keep people from around you going whoop, because that's
yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, yeah, that's just, they would expect that.
That's right.
So, remember, the world is watching.
That's right. You're being judged by this.
That's right. And as a listener correctly pointed out, we really, really do need to do a spectacular job of this, because if we don't, this company may never come back and blow something up again.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
It's kind of on us.
And we will need things blowed up for sure.
Sometime.
You know?
Yeah, sometime.
Right.
Actually,
once again, blowed up, explode, blow up a building.
Well,
all of those are very, very, very irresponsible choices.
You're right.
Yeah.
Both blowed in.
This would be an implosion.
And blowed in.
The only
explosive devices will cause the building to fall in on itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, in the next hour, in a little less than an hour, we will have another implosion for you as a preparation, kind of, so you'll be ready for that.
Once again, if you want to see how they do implosions right, then just Google any of the Vegas implosions of the old hotels.
But see, that's the thing. That
Stardust,
was so large.
Like that.
That's so gigantic. And actually, I found another good one, a really good one, but it's Fort Worth again, and I don't want to be Fort Worth-centric.
We don't want to offend our brethren in Houston.
Well, we don't. Because, you know, one of them, and again, after all, it's only a job, but if you have time today to sit in front of your computer and look at implosions and tell your boss that you're, in fact, just trying to get
fact-finding
ready.
That's
for
right.
This. Yeah.
Trying to, yeah.
The implosion of Amon Carter Stadium is pretty spectacular.
Oh.
You know, it's, because it's just one side and they show it and it's, so mm-hmm. We just lost Chase. Okay.
Well, we're going to talk politics.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, it's interesting because it would appear the Obama campaign is in full damage control after Cory Booker pretty much said, quit talking about this idea of Bain Capital being a horrible company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole idea. First of all, Bain Capital doesn't take over your company if it's doing well, all right? The edge of the falls is coming, or Bain Capital wouldn't be there as a possible life preserver. Now, sometimes they do close or sell off portions of a company, but, you know, the idea is to keep it alive. And that's what venture capitalists do. And Booker and his city, Newark, have certainly been recipients of things that have happened because of capital improvements from capital firms like Bain Capital. So he's trying to kind of pump it up. Now add to that voice Harold Ford, who's the former Tennessee Democrat congressman.
Yes.
And he is saying, I agree. Private equity is not a bad thing. Matter of fact, private equity is a good thing in many, many instances. Isn't it amazing? We've talked about this for a full 24 hours, and it took a Democrat to get the ball rolling. I find that fascinating. One other observation, they said they wondered if Cory Booker's going to wake up this morning and find a horse head in the bottom of his bed.
Ooh.
Well, because yesterday, David Axelrod said, I love Cory Booker. He's a great mayor.
Yeah.
I agree with what he said later after that. He said, but in this case, he's just wrong. So Axelrod still pushing back on this.
Well, the president was asked about it yesterday in his
press conference
in Chicago.
Yes, he was.
And he talked about what a fine public servant Booker was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to blah, blah, blah.
Well, he can't afford to say, you know, Cory Booker's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, he can't afford to do that.
Nope.
I mean, Cory Booker's, you know, certainly, let's see. He's the mayor of the largest city in New Jersey.
Yeah.
He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
In the largest city in a Democrat stronghold state.
Right.
Whose political capital per capita, shall we say, is incredibly higher than the president's right now.
Yep.
You can't do that.
No. No. Not a thing to do. So, we found out that the politicians are talking down to us. We'll do that next hour. They're speaking to us on a lower grade level than they used to. What does that say? What does that say?
Mm.
In other words, they're not using as many big words as they used to. Can you say dumbing down of America? And finally, just Reuters is reporting, just to make things a whole lot easier, the Chinese government now can bypass Wall Street when they want to buy up our country. They apparently now can buy U.S. government debt directly from the U.S. Treasury. They've cut out the middleman. The first ever direct relationship between the Treasury Department and a foreign government. The People's Bank of China now can buy American debt using a different method than any other bank in the world.
Why have we put them in the express lane?
Because there is 1.17 trillion dollars in U.S. treasuries currently owned in China, and they're the biggest player in China. So they get the express lane. That's 1.17 trillion dollars of our debt that they owe. And let me see, if you've ever gotten a call from the bank saying it's time for a payment, that's where we could be at any time. I guess they're figuring those guys in Wall Street were making too much commission off those transactions. You think that's it? Think they're doing that? That's probably not a good... Well, excuse me, like Wall Street's in love with this president anyway, but yep, there you go. All right, 648.